Well, what a way to start the new year 2021. This is our first Sunday into the new year, and we thought that things would get better, but it seems like we are in the cycle where things don't seem to look very, very bright. Nonetheless, we can be optimistic because we know that God is in control. And today we are continuing our series called Rebuild. And as we look back on 2020, I think many of us wish it never happened. Many of us wish, it was completely different from what it was. Many people have experienced devastation. How do we rebuild in the aftermath of devastation, disappointment, loss? So many people have lost so many things. Lost personal things, lost income, lost their jobs, lost business, lost loved ones. These are trying times for many of us. How do we rebuild in the aftermath of all these things? And maybe you are watching this broadcast and you may be thinking, how do we even begin to think about rebuilding in a time when we are still going through certain trials, certain tough times in our lives? How do we begin to rebuild when things seem to look bleaker than actually getting better? And I believe that as we look in our series this morning, we can learn some valuable lessons from the life of Nehemiah. Because when we read the book of Nehemiah, we see that Nehemiah embarked on a journey of building the walls of Jerusalem, even though the nation was still under foreign rule. Even though they had still not fully gained their identity back as a nation. Even though the people living in Jerusalem were living in poverty and trying times. But yet, this did not stop Nehemiah from picking up the pieces and moving ahead with the purpose that was placed in his heart. Last week, Pastor Adam gave us some important keys on the prayer of Nehemiah. And if you have not listened to that message, I would encourage you to go and download the podcast and look at those keys to the prayer of Nehemiah. We saw that when we respond to difficulties with the proper prayer, it changes our perspective. We must start and we must continue rebuilding our life with God, because it is God's plan for our lives that will endure. Times may come and go, circumstances may change, but God's plan for our lives will endure till the end. We see that rebuilding requires us to reassess our relationship with God. When we even begin to think about rebuilding, it brings us to a place where we need to take stock of where we are with our relationship with God. We must approach the way going forward with how God sees things for us. This will mean that we examine our relationship with God and put things into perspective that will align ourselves to the Word and the will of God. And as we continue today with our series on rebuilding, we are going to look further at the response of Nehemiah to the crisis that they were facing. Our text today is taken from Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 11, and it goes on through to chapter 6, verses 19. Unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to cover all the text, but I would encourage you in your daily 20 this week to go and read that passages of Scripture and understand what is happening in that situation and allow God to speak into your life through the response of Nehemiah. And as we focus this morning, what we need to do when we look at how Nehemiah responded to this message that he received of the crisis that was happening in Jerusalem, we see that when we respond to the process of rebuilding, we need to evaluate where we are at and where we want to be. Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 11 to 16 says, I went to Jerusalem, and after staying there 3 days, I set out during the night with a few others. I had not told anyone what my God had put in my heart to do for Jerusalem. There were no mounts with me except the one I was riding on. By night, I went out through the valley gate toward the jackal well and the dung gate, examining the walls of Jerusalem, which had been broken down, and its gates, which had been destroyed by fire. Then I moved on toward the fountain gate and the king's pool, but there was not enough room for my mount to get through. So I went up the valley by night, examining the wall. Finally, I turned back and re-entered through the valley gate. The officials did not know where I had gone or what I was doing, because as yet I had said nothing to the Jews or the priests or the nobles or officials or any others who would be doing the work. You see, when we start to rebuild, we need to evaluate where we are at and where we want to be. When we look at the response of Nehemiah, we see that when Nehemiah got to Jerusalem, he did not go about now starting getting the people involved in building the wall. He did not immediately set himself to rebuilding the wall, although he knew what God had placed in his heart to do. Instead, he made a careful inspection of what the situation was. He also did not disclose his plans to anyone until he was certain of the full extent of the devastation that had happened to Jerusalem. And he had to understand the implications of that devastation so that he could make a proper call. So he evaluated the situation. He assessed the situation. He made a careful inspection so that he could fully understand where he stood with regards to rebuilding the wall. How often we come to draw conclusions about our lives and about the lives of others when we do not have all the facts. And quite frankly, when we draw conclusions without the facts, without all the facts, we land ourselves in trouble, not only for ourselves, but for the people involved in our lives as well. We blame circumstances or others for our situation, and we never get on this journey of recovery because we do not assess the situation that we find ourselves in properly, and therefore we lose hope. So in evaluating where we are at and where we want to be, we must be honest with ourselves with what has happened. You see, that was what Nehemiah did. He had to face the facts. He had to call things as they were. And we, in our step towards rebuilding our lives in 2021, even though we are not out of the woods yet, even though you may still be going through a certain crisis in your life, we must call things as they are. If it's broken, we must admit it is broken. If it needs attention, we must admit there are certain areas in our lives that needs attention. If we cannot be honest with where our lives are, then we will not get onto the starting line towards rebuilding our lives. See, living in denial for things that are happening in our lives will not solve any problems. We can always, you know, deflect. We can always live in denial that these things will not affect us or are not affecting us. But when we have that kind of mindset, then we will not start the process of rebuilding our lives. And also in evaluating where we are at and where we must be, we must also take ownership of that situation. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17 to 18 says, "Then I said to them," this is Nehemiah speaking now after he had inspected the walls, after he had evaluated the situation, after he had seen for himself firsthand what was happening, he began to speak to the people and he says, "You see the trouble we are in. Jerusalem lies in ruins and its gates have been burnt with fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem and we will no longer be in disgrace. I also told them about the gracious hand of my God on me and what the king had said to me. They replied, 'Let us start rebuilding.' So they began this good work." You see, in evaluating our lives and where we are at, we have to take ownership of the situation we find ourselves in. Nehemiah did not say that this problem was the problem of the people living in Jerusalem. Nehemiah could be happy in the king's court. He was in a place where he was comfortable. He was in a place of security and safety, living and working in the courts of the king. It was a place where he could have said, "This is not my problem." But when he received the message, that situation became his situation. That problem that the Jews were living in Jerusalem became his problem. And in his response, he says, "You see the trouble we are in." He did not say the problems that you are in. He says that we will no longer live in disgrace. Let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. See, if we cannot own the situation we are in, whether it is of our own doing or whether it is by external circumstances, we will live in this perpetual cycle of defeat and despair because we keep deflecting our problems onto someone else. We have to take ownership of the situation we find ourselves in. The second thing we see in Nehemiah's response is that rebuilding is not easy. It is not without setbacks. It is not without problems. We need to recognize internal and external conflicts for what they are. Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 1 to 3 says, "When Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, he became angry and was greatly incensed. He ridiculed the Jews and in the presence of his associates and the army of Samaria. He said, 'What are those feeble Jews doing? Will they restore their wall? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they finish in a day? Can they bring the stones back to life from those heaps of rubble, burned as they are?' Tobiah the Ammonite, who was at his side, said, 'What they are building, even a fox climbing up on it would break down their wall of stones.'" See, in rebuilding, we do not have it easy. We need to recognize that there are going to be internal and external conflicts, and we need to recognize them for what they are. Internal conflicts would be the conflicts that you are facing from within yourself. There are things that you are questioning about yourself when it comes to rebuilding your life. When we look at the situation that Nehemiah faced, we see that several times both Nehemiah and the people who were building the wall met with resistance. For the people building the wall in Jerusalem, we see that this resistance, this conflict, came from an external force. The people that were living around Jerusalem, that were not Jews, they were taunting them. From taunting, it moved to ridicule, and also to questioning the competency of the people that were rebuilding the wall. And eventually, we see that this conflict moved to something more aggressive with the threat of violence. When we read the scripture in Nehemiah chapter 4, we see that Nehemiah at one point, he had people stationed building the wall, and he had people stationed ready for battle at the same time. He prepared himself for whatever was to come. You see, in a time when our lives are devastated, when we are knocked down, God wants to pick us up and push us forward and bring on track our relationship with Him. God wants the very best for our lives, even in times of devastation, even in times of loss, even in times of despair and disappointment. God wants to reconcile our relationship with Him. God wants to reconcile our relationship with our families. It's a time that we are living in now where life is so uncertain. Tomorrow is so uncertain. We cannot live our lives having conflicts with the people that we love. We need to have time for reconciliation. We need to start rebuilding our lives. God wants to reconcile us to His economy and to rebuild our lives to what He wants. But you know what? The adversary, the devil, the one that is against God, does not want us to become all that God wants for us. But we must prepare ourselves for whatever may come. That is why we must make every effort to make sure that our relationship with God is strong so that we can overcome. Because on one hand, we have God who wants the very best for our lives, who wants us to build on the relationship that we have with Him, wants us to build our lives so that we can be the best that He has created us to be. But on the other hand, we have our adversary, the devil, that wants to intimidate us, that wants to discourage us, that wants to make us feel that we do not have what it takes to become what God wants us to become. He is the one that makes us feel as if we are not good enough for anything, and even pushes us to the point of fear. We are afraid of the future. We are afraid of circumstances. We are afraid to open up and to express ourselves for what God wants us to do. He makes us focus our lives and focus our attention on our weaknesses rather than our strengths. And you know what? He uses circumstances. He may use the situation that we are in currently to cause that in our lives. He may use this pandemic to cause us to fear. He may use the loss of a loved one to cause us to question God and to ask God many things and even to cause us to diminish our faith in God. He may use these things in our lives to stop us from us becoming all that God wants us to become. He may even use other people to discourage us. We must know the trap of the devil. We must not fall into this trap of intimidation, just as Nehemiah and the people of Jerusalem were being intimidated by these foreign nations around them. We must not fall into the trap of intimidation, but we must overcome our fears and we must trust the trajectory of our lives that God wants us to be on. We must not live as people filled with fear. When we look at Nehemiah, we see that he did not have fear. Although the people were taunting, ridiculing him, and saying all kinds of things against him, he did not allow fear to take control of him. We must remember that the absence of fear does not justify reckless behavior. Nehemiah, in the absence of his fear, did not let his guard down. He did not take the threats lightly, but he readied himself. He armed himself. He had people that were ready to fight. He had people that were working and had swords on their side because they were prepared for anything that would come their way. He was not reckless. He was not afraid, but he trusted in the plan and the thing that God had put in his heart concerning the wall. And the third thing we see is that when we reposition ourselves to rebuild our lives, we need to surround ourselves with people who can help build us up. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 6 says, "So we rebuilt the wall till all of it reached half its height, for the people worked with all their heart." You see, we need to surround ourselves with people who can help build us up. Nehemiah did not go about this process on his own. He did not say, "Well, I'm of the king's court and I can do this building myself. I can put up the wall." He gathered the people around. He made them see the need for the wall to be rebuilt. And we see that every family, every clan took responsibility, took ownership, and took the necessary steps to rebuild the parts of the wall that they were closest to. And you can read through Nehemiah chapter 3. It lists the families, it lists the clans, and it lists the areas of the walls that they were rebuilding. It was going to be a back-breaking job to be done. It required commitment, it required hard work, and it could not be left to one person. One person could not rebuild the wall. Every person took responsibility towards this process. They all contributed to some way in making this great feat possible. See, rebuilding is a painful process. It's not easy. It's not easy to pick up the pieces. It's not easy to start, you know, start your life all over again. It's not easy to pick up where you have lost loved ones. It's not easy to pick up where you have lost your house, you have lost your job, you have lost your business. It's not easy to pick up where you have lost many things. It's a painful process. And it is a process that we do not want to journey ourselves. We do not want to walk this journey in isolation. It requires us to make some hard choices as well in our lives. Hard choices of things that we need to do to change the trajectory of our lives, change the course of our destiny to what God wants it to be. And sometimes it requires us to sharpen ourselves. Sometimes it requires us to let things go. And these things are hard to let go. And therefore, we need to surround ourselves with people who are able to impart into our lives, people who are able to give us good counsel, wise counsel for us to make the right decisions towards rebuilding our lives. You know, Proverbs chapter 11, 14 says that there is wisdom in the counsel of many. There is wisdom in the counsel of many. And I would go further to say there is wisdom in the counsel of those that are walking uprightly before God, because not many people give godly wisdom. Not many people would give godly counsel, but those that are aligned to the plan and the purposes of God, those that have your best interest at heart, those that want to see you succeed, those that want you to see you pick up your life, pick up the pieces that have been shattered and broken, those that want to see the very best for your life, these are the people that you need to surround yourself with who can help you build your life up. And you see, when we commit to the Lord, that which He has put in our heart, God has called each and every one of us. He has a plan for our lives. In the midst of a pandemic or not, in the midst of trials and tribulations or not, God has a plan for our lives. And when we start this process of rebuilding, when we stay on the course towards rebuilding, we know that God can work a miracle in our lives. It is demonstrated through the power and the working of God through our lives and through other people. Nehemiah chapter 6, verses 15 to 16 says, "So the wall was completed on the 25th day of Elul. In 52 days, when all our enemies heard about this, all the surrounding nations were afraid and lost their confidence, because they realized that this work had been done with the help of our God." You see, when we start rebuilding our lives, when we look at ourselves and we assess where we are at, when we are honest with ourselves, with the things that we have done, whether it's things that we have done on our own or whether things have been done to us by circumstances or by other people, when we look at ourselves and we place our confidence and trust in God, no matter what people may say about us, no matter what the enemy puts and whispers in our ears about who we are and what we can do and what we cannot do, like Nehemiah, we need to be resolute. We need to know who we are. We need to know what God has put in our hearts. We need to know that God has called us as His children. We need to know that God wants us to achieve the very best in our lives. We need to have a determined and a focused mind and heart so that we can achieve the desired outcome. In the case of Nehemiah, we see this rebuilding process took place in record time, 52 days. Nobody thought it would be possible. Even the people that were taunting them, even the people that were ridiculing them, even the people that were threatening them, they became afraid because they knew that the hand of God was in this rebuild. I want to encourage you this morning to look at rebuilding our lives. Yes, things may not seem over, but let's start the process. And let's see the hand of God work a miracle in your life. Maybe you have destroyed relationships. God can work a miracle in your life. Maybe you have lost everything. Maybe you have even lost hope. But God can give you hope. And God can restore everything that was lost. The Apostle Paul encourages the church in Corinth. And he says this in chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 58. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the Lord and to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. And Paul speaks about this in the context of who Christ is, that we can overcome because of what Jesus has done for us. Friends, family, we can overcome. We can overcome the effects that 2020 has had on our lives. We can look to 2021 with optimism, knowing that our lives and our future as children of God is in the hands of God. Whatever you put your mind to, whatever you put your heart to, let God direct your path. You see, the way we respond to the crisis that we face will determine whether we will start rebuilding our lives or still living in ruins. I want to challenge you this morning. Take that step. And even though you may find yourself in a dark place right now, take that step toward God and let Him shine the light on your situation. And let Him show you the way that you need to go. Let Him show you the decision that you need to make. I want to pray over you. Wherever you are, I believe that God is able to touch you. God is able to be right where you are, even in your circumstance, even in your crisis. Even if your walls seem to be in ruins, if your life seems to be in ruins, God can work a miracle in your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the lessons that we can learn from your word. We know that you have worked in the lives of ordinary people. Lord, in ordinary circumstances, people whose lives have been devastated, people whose lives were messed up, but yet, Lord, you were able to step into their lives and carry them out. And we can learn from Nehemiah, Lord. We can learn that we need to put our trust and our hope in you. We need to learn that we need to be honest with ourselves. We need to learn that we need to, Lord, have no fear through the intimidations that are around us. And we can learn, O Lord, to surround ourselves with people that will build us up and not pull us down. Lord, and we know that when we respond in this way, that you can work a miracle in our life, whatever that is, Lord, whether it's a miracle of healing, whether it's a miracle of restoration, whether it's a miracle of blessings for things that we have lost. Father, we know that you care for us more, so much more, Lord, that you can work these miracles in our lives. So I pray over your people, Lord, for 2021. Whatever may come, Lord, we will, Lord, embrace it with the faith and the hope and the trust that we have in you. We will not walk in fear, Lord, but we will walk in faith and confidence in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The Lord bless you, and the Lord keep you, and the Lord make His face shine upon you. Thank you for joining us today. May you have a blessed week in the Lord.